All right, let's head over to St. Thomas Sports Park. It looks like they have wrapped things up over there. We say hello to Titans GM John Robinson. He's on the line with us. John, how you doing?
Afternoon. How are we doing? I thought we were going to be on the field, guys. You guys bailed.
It's
a beautiful day over here at St. Thomas.
We kind of made you. Look, we pulled the plug too early. I think
there's
you're right.
Rain on the horizon. I don't know. Maybe you guys, it was a bet you took, and it looks like it's certainly going to pay off for you here in the next hour and a half.
Well, we've seen over the years, we've been out there, John, when we've had to go to break just to hold the tent down because we were about to all blow away.
Better to be proactive than reactive.
That's right. So do you feel like a sandwich today? It seems like from everything we were reading, you and the head coach may have had to get in between some players today at practice.
Yeah, we jumped in there a couple of times. Just trying to keep the guys focused on playing between the whistles. Didn't want anything to get out of hand. A little friendly competition is certainly welcomed. But when the whistle blows, we want to wrap it up and get back and go to the next play. So just some gentle reminders, I guess you could say, to play between the whistles.
Yeah, it is interesting how, especially today in 2018, you're using the data. What is the data telling you? And we were kind of discussing this earlier. It seems like, and you know this, teams getting together for practice is not new in the NFL. That's been happening, but it seems like maybe in the past it was for a little bit longer. You may get together for the whole week or for 3 days, and it seems like that third day, John, maybe when the data was telling you, maybe these guys are really getting sick of each other, and that's when kind of the messy stuff happens. Is that fair to say? Is that something you guys discuss where now it seems like teams get together for 2 days?
Yeah, I think it's probably more the 2 days, two good days of work. We had two good days of work here with Tampa, probably just enough to let the tempers ignite a little bit, but not boil over. We'll have a walkthrough tomorrow and then get ready to play on Saturday. So it worked out well for us. I don't know what other teams are doing, but that's kind of what we sat down and talked about. Have those guys come up here and work for 2 days, get a bunch of good work. I mean, yesterday. The scouting staff, we sat down, we review the film every day post-practice, and it was quite a long film session yesterday trying to get through all of it. But it was a lot of good work. We got a lot of good tape to evaluate.
You said from the get-go that you were going to create competition, and you've certainly done that. And, this year is no different in camp. In fact, I've kind of joked, you're not only watching film, I feel like there's like three or four moves made every day. I mean, this roster is constantly changing. A couple guys out, a couple guys in. Just talk about going through that. You said you were going to create competition, and how, when you guys get in there and discuss things, even if it's early on in camp, you haven't been afraid to move on from a guy and bring somebody else in maybe that you think is better.
Yeah, I feel like that's our charge, is to constantly monitor the waiver wire, as players are released around the league and monitor the list of guys that are out on the street. We've brought some groups in to work out. Some of them we've signed, some of them we haven't signed. But we want to take a look at those guys, A, to be ready in case we do need to make a move, and B, to see if somebody moves around and really shows in a workout that he's capable of being on our 90-man roster and competing for a position spot. And that's what we try to do, is constantly churn the roster to get create the most competition as we can.
Jalen Ramsey got a lot of attention yesterday, and I don't know how the Jags feel about it, probably negative attention by his comments in GQ. I'm not going to have you comment about them. I just want to know how you guys would handle, what would be your philosophy? Here you have a tremendous talent on your roster, but maybe going a little too far with speaking to the media and saying some outlandish things about players in the league. How would you personally, John Robinson, handle a situation like that?
Well, I think the one thing we try to share with our players is always be mindful of your teammates, and you represent not only yourself but the fireball, and to respect the team and speak for yourself, always be mindful of that, and focus on the team and improving your personal situation, whatever it may be. If you're the sixth corner, talk about trying to work to be the fourth corner or the third corner. If you're the third corner, talk about trying to work and be the number one corner, whatever it may be, whatever position it may be. Talk about what you can do to improve the team and to help your teammates to go out and win football games.
We had Wesley Woodyard join us over at the tent one day after practice, and he really praised the rookies and just kind of more about their work ethic and kind of it seems like they get it early on. He says that's not always the case with rookies. Here's a veteran in the league. What you didn't have much of a rookie class. It was very small, obviously, because of the few amounts of draft picks. But what stood out to you right now?
Yeah, the fearsome foursome. between those guys, you know, and our rookie free agents, again, we've said it several times, we believe in investing in people more so than players. And if it just so happens to work out that they're good people and pretty good football players, then we got a chance. You know, it is. I mean, I think you nailed it. It's their work ethic. It's, you know, their attention to detail, their hunger to learn the pro game. You know, it's a totally different – I mean, it's the same – it's the same ball, and it's just, you know, you still got 11 guys out there, but the program's a different game. And the quicker they can acclimate themselves to our style of football, you know, our style of football is maybe a little bit different than another team's, but do things that the way we're going to do them here in Nashville with the Titans, and like I said, be a good teammate, respect the team, be coachable, be dependable on and off the field, and be ever mindful that, you know, your stay in this league can be as long or as short as you make it, and Don't let an opportunity pass you by.
John Robinson is with us, the Titans general manager. And, John, we all get intrigued sometimes getting a chance to watch something like Hard Knocks, where you see some discussions in meetings. And one thing that I found interesting was the all-important discussion of maybe a coach that's looking at that day's practice and he's saying, I really need these guys out there, because we need the reps. We got to get all of our stuff in. I've got to have these guys go through these reps so that we're ready for the regular season. Then the other side is, hey, we've got to make sure we get these guys healthy and are ready to go for the regular season. There's always a balance, a give and take, I'm sure, with those discussions for any team. As you've learned, being, you know, in the position you're in now, and all this research comes out about how to prepare the athletes the best way, what are those discussions like?
Yeah, I'm still trying to learn and do a better job every single day. But that's the great debate, you know. It's player safety, which is at the utmost of importance. The utmost important thing to our football team, the health and safety of our football team and our players. That's a great topic, and one you could probably debate about for years to come. You know, the tough love and the grinded out mentality versus being mindful of when to back off and when to kind of pump the brakes a little bit on some guys. You know, technology's out there with the GPS tracking. You know, we try to monitor workloads of players and you know, don't put the players out there in a position that might put them at a higher injury risk. So just, you know, sorting through all that data, having discussions, talking through what's best for the team, and at the end of the day, making sure the player is healthy and good to go out there so that he can improve, you know, to hopefully help the team.
How much have you learned? How much data is there now compared to, say, 5 years ago on stuff like this? Tons?
I don't really know the definition of copious, but I would say I've heard it thrown around like copious amounts of data. I mean, I think that means a lot back in West Tennessee. There's a lot of information that's out there. Some of it is useful, and I think for what we try to do is find the, you know, the one or two triggers that make the most impact on our players and monitor those. I mean, you can look at a ton of different things and metric this way or whatever, you know, mathematical equation you want to stick it in, but find the one or two things that have an impact on our players and make sure we monitor that.
As you've built this roster, how much better do you feel about the depth, top to bottom of the roster than, say, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting there. You know, and being in charge of the roster, you always want to try to do better. There's always a handful of things that, you know, if we did this, we did that. You know, that's you know, the self-evaluation piece. I think that all GMs and personnel guys have. But I really like this group. I think it's a competitive group. You know, I think that, you know, we've got a bunch of guys that believe in the process that we have here that are playing our style of football, and they're trying to get better at their fundamentals, which hopefully translate to, you know, to 11-on-11 football.
You want those lead guys, I'm sure, to be out there as much as possible. But I'm sure. Well, I heard Brian Arakpo, for example, talk about this, that, you know, the more depth that you have, a really good player might be more effective by playing a slightly smaller percentage of snaps than maybe was the mentality in the past. But you also have to have that second wave of talent that could come in and do a good job. Is that a trend that you're aware of as you try to build a roster?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point. Is you know, you certainly have your lead guys that are, you know, your impactful impact playmakers, but the depth of your football team is extremely important, because you know, those guys can't go out there and play 70, 80 snaps straight. They just can't physically. It just takes too much of a toll on their body. You know, certainly in one game, but you know, let alone 16. So having that depth that guys can rotate in there and keep your impact players fresh, but not really have a fall off, you know, when some of those other guys are in there, because you can get exposed with these offenses or defenses that are, you know, that are playing. They'll find, you know, they'll find the weak link pretty quick and try to capitalize on them.
A lot of people are really excited about this coaching staff, and one thing that on a daily basis we seem to be talking about is the process of putting in the schemes and getting everybody up to speed and the new terminology and everything like that. So as you observe all that, how patient do you have to be, and how much time do you want to give them to make sure everything's in? Because this is a team, obviously, that has a lot of good expectations, and one of the keys is getting everybody on the same page quick with the new staff.
Yeah, I think the first thing is managing those expectations and realizing that it is a new staff, it's a new terminology, it's new offense, new defense. At the end of the day, it's football. It's one-on-one matchups at the end of the day. Go out and execute your job better than a man across from you. And if we have, you know, 11 guys that can do that consistently, then our chances of winning games are pretty good. I like the progress that we've made. I like the installation, the progression that they've used both offensively and defensively to, you know, build a base and then build up on that, going back to when we started OTAs. And I feel like our players are getting, you know, more comfortable with the terminology and what's expected of them, so that they can go out and play fast and not have to think. Because when you're thinking out there too much while you're trying to play, you can get bogged down. It can slow you down. So that's what we're trying to do, is make sure our guys know what to do so that they can go out and play fast.
You know, John, that the draft is an inexact science, and there's going to be misses. You just want there to be more hits than misses. When you finally had your first miss in Kevin Dodd, what was it like for you to have to deal with that as the GM?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we had to do what's best for the football team. And, you know, talk through that, had a lot of discussions about him and the position. And, you know, I said it when I you know, rallied everybody there at the end of practice presser or whatever it was. I've got to do a better job. It ultimately falls on my shoulders to make sure that the process, the scouting process, the evaluation process of players we add to our football team is as exhaustive as possible, so that we know exactly the type of guys we're bringing in here. And he's a good young man. You know, for whatever reason, it didn't work out here, but I've got to do a better job at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's just bound to happen. I just wondered from you. You knew it was going to happen. What was it like? Because, I mean, you're a guy that you want everything to hit. I mean, that's just how you're approaching it. But you knew that day it was going to happen, and unfortunately it happened here recently. I just wanted to know what it was like for you to actually go through it now as a GM.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating for me, because as a competitor, you want to win every time.
Sure.
I mean, that's the same way that coaches, when they call a play, they want the play to work every single time. It doesn't work that way. And same thing with players. You know, when they go out and line up to try to make a play, you know, sometimes they win, sometimes they don't. And that's the way it is in the personnel world too. I mean, some guys it's going to work. You're going to get, you know, good return on it, and some guys it's not. You just go back to everything that went into the decision and reevaluate it and move on. You know, you got to move on at the end of the day.
Hey, on a lighter note, as we wrap this up, igniting the fire. Who was behind that, I guess? Because that's something we haven't seen, kind of a little bit behind the scenes. I really applauded you guys for doing something that I don't think we've ever seen before in this market.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, I thought it was great. It was, you know, it kind of peeled the curtains back here a little bit with our organization and show what we do on a daily basis. There are a lot of people that had a hand in that. You know, Coach Vrabel kicked the idea out there, and you know, we talked about it and thought it was a way that, you know, our fans could see our players maybe in a little different light, some of it lighter, and get to know our coaches. You know, it's a new coaching staff, get to, you know, kind of see their personalities unfold on camera, but not give, you know, too much that might, you know, expose us to our opponents this season. So, you know, I think our fans really enjoyed it, and
yeah,
that's good to hear. And You know, I don't know that we're ready to roll out, you know, full all-access cameras 24/7 over here, but it's something we'll probably try to keep incorporating moving forward.
Maybe Hard Knocks. I'm just saying.
I hope we're never eligible for Hard Knocks.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean by that. Okay.
That's the plan.
By the way, it's raining here at the studio, so we feel a little bit better right now. I don't know what it's doing over there.
You guys escaped a little dampness. It's starting to drizzle here too, so.
Hey, really appreciate you joining us. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.